Begin the current dump, instead of the Shabbos of Kovav, we begin on the base. Begin with taste the master, then begins the words of Gemara. They ain't nice enough name the Zainis, and you don't put in front of them food. Just when we say, what's the reason of this Isser to put in front of the fish in the ponds food? Because we learned in the Mishnah that you can't trap on Yom Tov fish from the enclosed areas, which are these ponds, since they're lacking being trapped. And also, the halacha that our Tosis quotes in different masl, you can't put in front of them food. So he says, the reason why you can't put in front of them food, he says, in the first, don't explain the timer that the reason Mishnah the dog misses the Shabbat of mine, because what do you mean? The fish could feed themselves very well in the aquatic arena that they're in the water. Therefore, now we go through the effort, as many halachas of feeding animals in Shabbos have been, because it's unnecessary exertion for their part, where the chashibi came as in the same halacha, and therefore it's considered as if there's no obligation for you to feed them, because they could get their food on their own. So he says, no, you can't say that's the reason. Chada, first of all, the love muscle of the psyche, because that's not such a clear-cut thing. What I mean, that's if fish, they have enough in the wildlife that they're in, and not for wild animals. Why, for animals, could we feed in certain situations, and fish not? But moreover, the Besamach by Lahukmi, shortly on in the Gemara, in the middle of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara wants to entertain to say, Hadikan, this that we learned in Tzad Nechaiba, that you're not a trap, the wild animals and the birds. Vein Noismuf, name is Zainas, and which it puts it together, you're not allowed to feed them food. And someone be beaver, Shane, the Makur, is someone enclosed area that's not roofed. What? So it's Taisim, Chibashil, Shane, the Makur, because not roofed, Mitsuin, Lahem, Zainas, that suddenly means to say that they have food. If the whole basis is because if they have available food or not, how would we entertain to interpret it? That, oh, because it's not roofed, so then you can't feed them. What makes you think they're getting food because it's not roofed? Especially talking about an animal that can't, that's not getting out because it's not roofed. So, Taiz brings Rashi, the pish that he explains, Kibin de Insadin, he gives a different interpretation. He says, since you can't trap them, so Muktzin in so they're Muktza, Lahochi, and Noisin Lefinim Azan, maybe you can't put food in front of them, and they ain't trapped Meshim, maybe you can't go through the effort for them because they're Muktza. And this is annual cloud that doesn't seem to be correct at all. Because it's not like I'm in Parag Basa. We learned the mission later on, the last paragraph of the name of Bay is nice and mindless now, but the ground of the yard now decides you can put water in front of the geese and the chickens, in front of these the certain types of pigeons, Avakov the Mukta Meshavas, even though the Mukta, but still since it's in your domain and you have an obligation to feed them, therefore you're allowed to go through the effort. So rather than it seems to the read that Kalecha the Habakan needs to do Imimidei Rice. As long as biblical is considered that it's already intrinsically trapped, could go in the Bazam town the Gumir and decides like, yeah, that mission later on, like the geese and the chickens and the United size, these types of pigeons, that they're biblically considered as because they're already in your domain, that and you have an obligation to feed them. So the Amagav and Rabban, let's say, although rabbinically you're not allowed to trap them, could not perish my shorts and make the mission taste later on, that comes down to an olive, that Chai Vaib Shabashusai with the wild animal and the bird in your domain had salt and potter. If you trap them, you can be potter, but mashman sounds like a loss, but it's forbidden, but still says Tosis. Keeping them in the rice, it can eat to blame, since biblically it's considered like they're already trapped, where it's already in your domain and you have an obligation to feed them. So they've been nice enough to name Zainas, then yes, you're allowed to go ahead and feed them. And the Chin Chayba Oif should be bar Makur. Yeah, that's what the Gemara was saying later on. The wild animals and the birds that are on these, enclosed, if they're roofed, enclosed areas. Since they're intrinsically trapped, where they can't get out, those birds or the wild animals, the Chashiv Tfeim is Zainas in Alecha. That's for sure considered more of an obligation for you to feed them. Avokan, but over here, regarding the fish that's in these ponds, Shemin HaTorah ain't it tzaydin. Oh, biblically, they're not considered as trapped. Where they're not necessarily trapped. Lo yichashim and sein alecha, that's not considered that it's your obligation to feed them. Vavakoyishin chain kol shabbosad, it's like those which are all at all times in the field. K'mayoyin yishavach bin aliyah, like those other types of the doves and the dovecots and those from the aliyah, from the roof. So that's why the halacha is ain't nice and love name is Zainas. Based on what we're saying, it comes out very well. Hahid Resh Ein Tzadin. In the beginning of Ein Tzadin, Beid Av Chavdal Merav, the Ketoni Hazim Masin, where the Mishnah teacher of the Bishim Lulim, he says, no, like Kol Bevarim Shon, he says, not all enclosed areas are the same. He says, I call this the rule. Hamachus Tzeda, which is similar to what we're saying in our Mishnah, if it's lacking, being trapped, also, it's forbidden. Now, Mechamah Gemot, the Gemot says, Heichid Demachus Tzeda. What's the case Tumah when it's lacking trapping? Kagain Dama, where, for example, if someone has to say, Havim Mutudim into the den, or bring the trap, we'll trap it. That's considered where it's still lacking trapping. On that Malabayler of Yisub, he says, what Bahari Abazmatan the Goylim, but geese and chicken Dama, where people will say, Havim and Tudim, then let's take the trapping, trap them. And still, Bama, you say, outside of Abazmatan the Goylim, you're going to decide potter. If someone traps the geese and the chickens, then you're going to decide he's going to be potter. So how can you say that's considered Machot Tzeda? Why would you be potter then? So it says, we're in the hashtag kosher, but it's difficult. My part, what's his question? Well, potter, what do you mean? Yeah, he's exempt. Mashmal also, it sounds like it's forbidden. And we're sitting in Ketani Nami, so then the Mishnah we learned, Rishim Lilim, he says, Mechot Tzeda Asim, it's like in trap, it's going to be forbidden. So if you could say that, yes, it's forbidden to trap when it's lacking trapping, we have to bring a trap. That's the rabbinic yisur abul aser, like we learn in our Mishnah. Oh, but that's what says Taisis. That's what Taisis comes to say. The aser shabbos. So the mind of pirush shabbos. What we explain about aser shabbos makes sense. There's a mlil koy aration going on the ration. The Tani we learn inside the mainus of the mezainas. You're not a trap. You're not put in front of them food. Is coming to say that when it's lacking trapping, you're not allowed to even give them food. And from this, that he's not allowed to give them food is because mechusat tzeda is lacking trapping. The iraisa chashavle. That's what Taisa says. That's all based on. Masri Shimon Lil considers it as biblical. That when you're saying you have to bring a trap, must mean that it's a biblical issa, because that's what we consider as a problem of trapping, which is then considered you cannot give them food. Therefore, Abai had a good question. Now, if we learn Potter, yes, Abul Asr rabbinically could be forbidden, but biblically it's Mutter, which, how can you say that? Because then why would he say that you can't feed them? If something is biblically considered trapped, then you're allowed to feed them. Again, in contrast to the fish, where Enos and Lame Zines, where they're not considered biblically trapped, therefore you're not allowed to feed them. Next to the matzah begins the words of Gemara halacha. You're saying halacha machal de pliga. It sounds like that they disagree. So he's going to explain that why is this sugya different than that in Masechtas Beya? There's a Gemara brought from Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul that halacha is gemliel. That if it's lacking trapping, then you're going to be depends if you're trapping them into a place where it's lacking trapping, you'll be potter. But if you're trapping them in a place where it's not lacking trapping, then you're michayev. Rabbi asked him. He says from the same halacha, it sounds like they disagree. And like as if you have to pask him. That's difficult because Shmuel is only coming to explain the words of the Chachamim. So what do you think? Halacha machal the plig. Now Taisa says Avagav the Rabbi Yehuda Polig. What's his question? Even though there's Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees and he holds that when you trap a deer, even to a small enclosure, you can be potter because it's not like considered trapped inside of a deer. So what's Abai asking? You have to exclude from Rabbi Yehuda. That's his Taisa. The Kamokim Parcha Abai Shabbos. But still Abai has a good question. Because the Ilah Fugir Behuda also is coming to exclude Behuda, Lame in Allah Kabuda. Should have just said Allah is not like a Behuda. And I would have known that. So, from the fact that he says Allah is like a Shem Lil, sounds like he's coming to exclude from the Chacham. And that's Abai's question. What do you mean? He's not disagreeing with the Chacham. Chacham agreed to his premise. More of a taste points out the following idea. He says, Hachas Shapir. Says, our Sugi makes sense. The Loi Kibayi, where the Gemara doesn't ask, Hey Chadam Mechusat Tzeda. So tell me, what's this case of lacking trapping to explain the words of Shem Lil, who he says if it's lacking trapping, then you're going to be putter if you're trapped in such a place, where, because the Okavar Pirish, because the Gemara already explained, if there's a lot of corners where the animal could hide by, that's a beaver godla. That's considered a large enclosure, which, that's where the Rabbana was talking about, that you're going to be putter. Now, so we could presume, we could very well understand, that's the case of lapping trapping according to Jamlil, that you'd be putter. Of the Ration, but in the beginning, the Gemara in Beyad of Chabdal Medav. Where, according to Shem Lil, you're allowed to trap a wild animal, a bird, into these enclosures that are lacking trapping. Says Taisa's kush is difficult. Amaika, but why over the Gemara does ask, Hey Chedam Chosid say that what's this case of lacking trapping? What in the hell of a crap pirish? The Gemara they already explained, Biva Gola, Biva Kotler, Rabban. According to Rabban, what's considered a large enclosure, a small enclosure? We could presume that Shem Lil means when he says Mechotzit Seda, like our Gemara. Why did the Gemara ask that on Shem Lil? That's what Taisa nearly revoked, seems to the revoked, Meshem the Hasim, Gitani, Bil Masai, because there, in that teaching of the Rabbanan, it says Chayiv V'Oif, wild animal and the bird. Of Allah Kol Shem Lil, and it's on the words of the Chacham that Rav Shmuel is coming to talk about. That's where the Kabbai, that's where the Gemara asks, Hey Chedam Mechotzit Tzeda V'Oif is. What would we consider lacking trapping regarding birds? Of Chayiv Kabbai, but you're right, regarding wild animal, the Gemara doesn't ask, because this is a Kvav Pirsh, like an Astrogate. That the Gemara already explained, according to the Chacham, the difference between the Biva Gavim and the Biva Kotten. And says, Tzeda V'Chayim Master, so this sounds like the Chalhanu de Maisa Allah. All that which the Gemara brings over there, like my sale about Ephes, only talking about regarding birds, because that's actually what the Gemara was asking, what's considered Mechotzit Tzeda. But over here in our Sugilah, Rabban Ephes, Rabban, we're not talking about Ephes by birds, only by a wild animal, and therefore the Gemara was able to rely on what the Rabban already said regarding the prohibition of trapping a wild animal from a Biva cotton, where that's like Nitzav Oimid, and permitting from a Biva Gadol, and we already understood we had the qualifications, so that's the shit we knew from Shem Lil regarding wild animals, and therefore the Gemara was not going to ask what's considered according to Reb Shimon, Mingamliel, because we already know that from the halacha of the Rabbanon. It's over there where they talk about Eifas. That's what we have to say also, according to Shimon Liel, what would be considered Mechotzit Tzeda for birth. Where the shadows of the walls hit one another. which that's one of the interpretations of the Gemara, that a shear of beaver cut in a small enclosure, you light a treble while the animal from their corn treble. And that's when the shade of the one wall hits the other one, then it's considered small. Tais says, Hayalim Shirak Salam Shabbat, that obviously the measurement of their walls were all generic, and they're all the same size. But Yod and Shirin, they knew the measurements, how high they were, because if not, so then every wall would be relative how high it is to know how much the area is going to be where it hits the other one. Obviously, that they knew how tall the wall is, and therefore they could just say when the walls hit if they're hitting the shadow of the other one, then that's considered a beaver cut. Next, the master begins with the word "lamaza." Then, what could this be compared to? Lo base l'shamay, closing your house to safeguard. It turns out that there's a deer that's protected inside. So, it's going to say, why is the mashal actually more understandable than halacha itself? Which is, we learn in the Mishnah, if a deer goes into the house and someone sits by the opening and he blocks the entryway, and then someone else sits right behind him. So even if the first guy gets up, the second guy is still going to be potter because the deer was already trapped. He's just protecting it. And the Mishnah adds on, and what could this be compared to? To someone that closed his house just because he's going to shul on Shabbos, and the deer that's inside from already while before is just being protected inside. So on that basis, Bade says, if I'm beginning to say, my omahach, mehach, why is that more obvious than the other one, as if that should support that they're both the same idea? And that says Vanilla Riva, it seems to the Riva. No, the Sagad Dadak Yura thought to say the Bob Yosh Mitzidak. Regarding the halacha of the Mishnah when he's coming sitting by his side, litzid that should be forbidden. Mishnah, the Mechzi, that looks like the Lazar Shmir Litzvi Huba, as if he's coming to add on protecting to, because why he's sitting there? You obviously want to make like a double wall and to protect it. So it looks like you're trapping. Oh, but by the muzzle that you give regarding you closing the house, the door of your house, where obviously you're just closing the house when you're going to shul, and that's why it's more pasha that you're not intending to do malacha at all. That's why we're betressing that the halacha of the Mishnah from that case of what the mashal is regarding when he's just closing his house to protect it, nothing to do with trapping the deer that's already have been inside from a while inside his house.